joined by James Roach, who we talk to about all matters pertaining to Bournemouth on a regular basis on Friday's show and other shows like that. And we are now going to talk to him about Andoni Iriola. I think we'll start here, James, which is, you were very sad to see him go. I think that is the first thing which, you know, obviously would bode well for any club he was to move to next. It does appear as though that will be Liverpool. But there was a general sense, I remember watching that last game against Manchester City, and despite the late equaliser, everyone in the ground stayed. Everyone wants to clap those players off, but they also wanted to show respect to the manager.
Yeah, same at Forest away as well. It was about as emotional as it gets, really. He's been amazing for us. 3 years of him. By far the best manager we've had since Eddie Howe. Really galvanised the team again after a tough time under Scotty Parker and Gary O'Neill. Style of play, though, I think is the main thing that he'll be remembered for and loved for. Because I honestly can't think of many occasions over the last 3 years where I've thought, oh, we were rubbish. And they just didn't put the effort in. And, you know, probably count it on one hand. And that's Iriola just always had them super fit, brilliant effort levels. And it was always just really good fun to watch, just always an enjoyable watch. And he's got that likability factor as well. In all the interviews that he's ever done, you just thought, you're a nice bloke. You're honest. You're honourable. There's no nonsense. So, yeah, really, really sad to see him go. But I'm sure we're going to get onto it. But of all the places that I wanted him to go, as a closet Liverpool fan, don't tell my family, but you know, I'm delighted. I think it's great. I think it's a great place for him.